Although only 5 p.m. on a preschool night, Zara still had homework to give to Poppy. And although she desperately didn't like to get into trouble with her teachers, she had a strong desire to take herself to bed. And so, burying herself under the duvet, she let out a sigh.
Very precious.
It's a human. All right, all right. Stand back, you two. Give me a moment. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, little precious person. Oh, what joy, what joy. Wake up, little magical friend.
Brother.
We've been expecting you. Oh, what a treat.
We could peel open her eyes with magic wands.
All right, get
she up. Looks very sleepy.
Okay, good to go, her feet.
No, absolutely not. Oh. I've had a really bad toe infection and the doctor said it needs a really great deal of not touching.
But I like to rush around. I like to be faster than anyone else. Besides, there's not much to watch right now. It's just dark outside.
Oh, dear. You shouldn't have said that.
And in a flash, Margaret the Moon had zoomed in on him. She was so bright, so close, that he had to squint his eyes to see her.
Excuse me, young man. Did you just say there's not much to watch right now? Flippity banana skin. I'm Margaret the Moon. I'm approximately 4.53 billion years old, and I rotate around your lovely Earth all day, every day. That's blooming tiring. And you think you're busy.